Great morning, beautiful people. And as promised, I got a special guest on this episode for the podcast. A nice little interview with my brother Ant. You know, get to know the young legend, man. Loan me your ear for a little bit. Let's get it.
Hey, what's going on, bro? How you feeling?
Feeling good, bro. How you feeling?
I'm so wavy. I can't complain, bro. I would, but no one will listen. You feel me? Let's talk, bro. You know what I mean? Anthony Bailey, we finally got the man here, the man, the myth, the legend. You know what I'm saying? Leader of the Mind Over Matter movement, you know, started something a couple years back. First personal trainer in Jersey, you know what I'm saying? Soon to be the whole tri-state area, soon to be the whole East Coast. They'll be taking this shit worldwide. You already know, man. Hey, introduce yourself, bro. I did enough.
Damn, you gave me all them titles, bro. I'm blushing over here, bro. You know, pause on that, but.
Super damn, pause. Man. Super pause.
So, man, what questions you got for me today, brother?
What's going on? Good, bro. Let's bust it up real quick, man. I just want to know. And I think people know, so to speak, the mantra mind over matter for the love of fitness. You know what I'm saying? Because like, every time, you know, people start businesses or they start like these little clothing lines or whatever, you always say like the name speaks for itself. So what made you think that for the love of fitness and mind over matter was the right one?
All right. Well, regarding for the love of fitness, brother, is that's me, bro. I have a love for this passion, you know, for this game. And, you know, one of my favorite songs was, for the love of money. Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yeah.
And you know, I've always been a hustler all my life, and it just made so much sense to find something that was catchy but really stuck to me. And for the love of fitness was the way that it came about, you know what I'm saying?
Sort of the way, man. And then, I mean, like I said, you added on mind over matter after that too, like you know, something so simple. I mean, we've heard it all our lives, you feel me? But what made you feel like that would be another a good niche for the business, and you know, something that you could really stick on clothing brands, and you know, the things that you've done so far with it?
Well, bro, it's a lot more than just fitness with mind over matter, you know what I'm saying? Because for one, your mind has to be right to get your grind right, and that's with fitness, that's with any other situation that you're trying to exceed it, you know what I'm saying? And what mind over matter is, all right, I have some clients, for instance, who will come in having a bad day. They're stressed out from work. They're, you know, maybe have some lack of sleep, but they still have to come in here and train with me. You know what I'm saying? You have to get your mind right and train your mind to get over whatever it is you're going through. You know what I'm saying?
That's a good answer, bro. I like that, man, because, you know, it's always good. Like, I catch myself nowadays, like, kind of wondering, like, why? You know, and I think it started like when I started working at Walmart. You know, I found out Sam Walton, Sam's Club, Walmart. And I'm like, oh, that's why it's called Walmart. That's why it's called Sam's Club. You feel me? So it's kind of, you know, dope to get a good insight on why it's for the love of fitness and in the mind over matter, my mantra. But, you know, to get the man behind the business, you feel me? Like, I mean, I already know the answer. You know, we used to be former athletes. But what really made you feel like fitness was the way of life for you? Like, what made you feel like I wanted to get other people to experience this? I wanted to build other people up through fitness. Because you can build somebody up through, you know, a plethora of other things, you feel me? But what made you feel like, you know, fitness was your calling?
Well, I'm gonna keep it real with you, bro. You know, when I was a kid, I grew up in West Philadelphia, right? Mm-hmm. And you know, from that area, you in the hood, it's not many kids who were built into physical monsters the way a lot of people build themselves up. We're just a bunch of skinny kids, you know, running around the park, playing around, you know, just regular stuff. So your size never really mattered where I came from. Then, you know, I came out to Jersey and I was getting a little lazy. I didn't know anybody. So I'm playing video games all the time, eating Swiss rolls, cheddar popcorn, and all that. I started getting a little chubby, you know, and I've always been girl crazy coming up. So, you know, I got the, you know, middle school out here, and the girl's like, you know, you cute and everything, but you know, you kind of chubby. And I'm like, chubby? What? I've never been called chubby in my life. I've been a skinny kid, you know, I've been athletic my whole life. So, you know, that made me feel some type of way, like, damn, I'm cute, but I'm chubby. And, you know, you got other dudes out here, they had six packs and, you know, built different, and they was getting all the girls. And I'm like, dang, okay, really? Okay. So, you know, I started doing my push-ups and my sit-ups here and there. And it started to build confidence with myself, you know. Mm-hmm. I looked in the mirror, I'm like, dang, you know, I'm starting to look pretty good, you know. here and there, I'm taking my shirt off with some confidence, and it's building confidence in other areas of my life. You know what I'm saying? So I knew from there, if it could do that for me, then it can do a lot for other people in other areas of life. You know what I'm saying? So
that's a good one, because I already know, you know, we always talk about how fitness makes us feel. And like, you know, me, like, I've never been an ugly dude, struggle with females or anything like that. But I know, like, I always say, you know, fitness is like kind of like the gift we all got, but we don't know how to unlock. You feel me? It's like playing a video game. You unlocking that new character, and it got all these new moves and powers and everything. That's kind of like fitness, bro. Like, you feel me? Let a person that never really had the confidence or really had the attention or really felt like they can accomplish something, let them lose weight and really see, like, holy shit, like, yo, this is something else. Like, because a lot of people try to get in shape, but that's one of the hardest things to do. So when someone sees what they can do through fitness, it's like, hold up, I can get a better job. I can get a, you know, I can get a car. I can, you know, move out of the state and get a new crib, start a new life from scratch and then build something for myself. You feel me? So that's kind of what I got from fitness too. So I felt like that was, you know, it was definitely your calling. You know, I feel like you're a hustler first, but, you know, you can always hustle through fitness as well too. Like, you don't want to necessarily use the word hustle because people always have a negative connotation when it comes to hustle. But I feel like, you know, you always been a go-get-it type person. You feel me? That's just one of the things. I feel like fitness was the stepping stone to your real calling, which is just being a businessman. So can you talk about that?
Oh, man. So, you know, at first when I started this, I'm just like, okay, you know, I want to get people in shape. I want to add value to their life. But then I seen like so many people gravitated towards me, and there was good money in this business. And one thing I learned from the late, great Nipsey Hussle, if you guys don't know him, do your research on him. But, you know, like I know, bro, I've been following Nipsey for a long time. We've been following Nipsey for about a long time together, you know, since high school.
Yeah.
And, you know, he always talked about, you know, owning your masters, letting rap just be the foundation for what he was trying to build outside of that. You know what I'm saying? And I learned a lot. I'm like, dang, yo, if he can do it, then I can too. You know what I'm saying? So fitness is my foundation. But then there's other lanes I can touch, you know what I mean? Whether that be meal prepping for some clients, rather than be dropping my clothing. It's a lot of things I can get from this if I put my mind to it and don't just think fitness is it for me. You know, there's a business aspect to this, and any great businessman is going to capitalize and maximize his potential with his business. And that's what I learned from him. And I was like, let me apply it. He laid the blueprint out for me. I just got to make it work for myself. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, the Lord's power, you know, Lord's guidance looking out for me, it all worked out. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like it works out for the best too, because I feel like trainers is one of the professions that's in high demand, especially with, you know, technology being what it is nowadays. Like, it's a gift and a curse. Like, you know, technology can, you know, you can take a swap of your spit and then find your ancestry out, or you can find ways to not be as active because of technology. You feel me? Like, when we was young, kids was outside more, and nowadays they inside. You know, it's not nothing wrong with them playing the game, but, you know, they're getting a lot less active, and the obesity rate is driving up in you know, the US. So my thing is, you know, you know what I mean? Like, we already know the perception on you. You know, people feel like you really paid your dues, you really carved your name out. I feel like you're just scratching the surface. But from someone like you, who's really about the business, who's really about, you know, changing lives, really about, you know, making your brand, you know, one that has that solid stamp on it, as well as, you know, you being ethical and being about your business and being about your clients. How do you feel about, you know, you seeing certain people, you know, men and women that want to be trainers, but from the outside looking, you can kind of tell that they're doing it for the wrong reasons. You feel me? Like, they're not all the way into it with their clients, or just, you know, it being a money grab. How you feel about those kind of things, man?
That's a touchy subject, bro, but I'm definitely going to speak on that.
Okay.
In the beginning, I looked at it like, the money's good. And, you know, like I said, you talked about it, hustler, go-getter, whatever you want to call it. We got to eat out here. We got to survive. You know what I'm saying? So when I first stepped in, I was kind of the same way. I'm like, oh, the money's good. I heard you can make, this trainer's out here making $100 an hour. Dang, let me get into that career. Let me get in that profession. But see, what they don't see is that you don't touch $100 an hour right away. You know what I'm saying? Those people who are touching $100 right away, or touching the money, period, they've been in the game for 10, 15, 20 plus years. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people get into this game and think it's just going to be easy. But you, if you're just in here for the money, it's going to fail. It's not going to work. But if you're in it for a bigger reason, the money's just going to come with it. You know what I'm saying?
It's, yeah.
You get paid for the work you put in. So I'm on year 5 now. You know what I'm saying? And I won't talk about how much I'm touching now, but I feel like I'm getting my just due now. It's just like you said, I feel the same way as you do, bro. I tell you all the time, I'm just scratching the surface while other people see it like, oh, he's winning out here. He's doing this. He's doing that. Well, me compared to other trainers, I'm not getting compensated right. But for me, I want to be affordable for my clients. You know what I'm saying? I want to be affordable for the average person. You know what I'm saying? To come get in shape, to feel right, to become the best, their best self, you know?
So, facts. Yeah. Facts. And that's a good mindset to have, especially, bro, because, you know, like I said, we always see people doing things for the wrong reasons. You know, I think that it was good to have you on here because, you know, we get to see people, because people have this thing about getting with trainers and it not working. And, you know, sometimes it's because of the clients, you know, not following suit, but also time, like, it's because they got the wrong leader, you know. So, you know, anybody living in the South Jersey area can feel, you know, rest assured and know that they got, you know, a pretty good leader, you know, and you and everything. My thing, but let's talk about, you brought up social media, and, you know, we talked about it. How does one win at social media? And when I say win, I don't mean like look like they got it together, but, you know, someone may be wanting to start a business, and then, you know, nowadays we got so many outlets that can help propel that business. How does one market and scheme around the algorithm of social media, you know what I'm saying, to help their business grow?
Well, I can only speak from my perspective on that, bro. But what I'll say is you got to stay true to who you are. Don't try to be someone you're not. You know, for instance, you see all of these rappers and, you know, Instagram celebrities, you know, spending all their last just to look like they have the part, like they're living a life, like they're balling, for sure. And that's not the route to go. If you're not financially well off, then, you know, tell your story and be real, because it's going to be some people who are going to gravitate towards that. They're going to be like, you know what, I feel what that person is going through because I'm going through the same thing, but I'm going to support that person because they're real, they're genuine. I can see that they're trying to grow their business. A lot of people want to fake it before they make it, and you can't do that. You got to go out there and find out who's your consumer, and you market towards that consumer. You don't go out there and, like, for instance, me, I train mostly women of, you know, mostly mothers, you know, single mothers. They could be in a relationship, whatever it is, but they're trying to lose that baby weight, for instance. I'm not going to go out there and say I'm training 5-star athletes and start putting all of these workout videos where we're doing ladder drills and cone drills and all types of stuff. That's not what I do. That's not my consumer. So I gravitated towards my consumer, and I put out before and after pictures of women who lack that confidence. And what you see in one picture is you could see a girl in her face and she's not that happy. She's trying to fake like she's happy. But then you watch the new picture that drops, you know, a couple years later, a couple months later, and they're getting the progress and they're wearing that smile. You see that confidence coming with them. But not only just the social media aspect, you know, I show some videos as well. They're like, oh, wow, wasn't that girl, you know, big back then? Dang, she looks good now. You know what I'm saying? She's showing more of herself now on social media. So it's all about you finding your consumer and you just putting your marketing strategy straight to the consumer, opposed to just trying to go all out and do a whole bunch of different things that don't make sense.
Right. That's crazy, man. Like, yo, did you ever think, like, we first started, you know, For the Love of Fitness or Mind Over Matter, you know, 5 years back, did you think that you would be in this position now, blowing up, you having a clothing brand that's blowing up, you know, son's doing great, and, you know, you actually about to get married in a couple months, bro? Like, you know, you want to talk about it?
Did I see this? Look, I'm a very humble dude, you know me, but just to tell the people, I did see this, bro. I envisioned this. Yeah. I created this, you know what I'm saying? And without being cocky, it's all confidence. So every year I'm sitting here thinking, how can I improve? How can I create a better version of myself? How can I create a better lifestyle for myself? So I seen all of this happening, maybe not exactly the way it is right now, but I knew that I'm trying to strive for goal after goal after goal. So one goal being, you know, starting the business. Another goal being, you know, taking care of my family, getting a home, you know what I'm saying? Another goal being getting married, taking my business to the next level. You always got to see it and believe it before it becomes about. That's how I feel. And that's exactly how it worked out for me. Thank God.
Facts, bro. You know, like I said, there's plenty of quotes around that echo that same sentiment that you said. You know, it's in the Bible, faith without works is dead. You know, if you ain't applying yourself, it's never going to work. You know, that's how I always think. Like, you know, it's easy to put that thing out there, what you want, you know, to say that you want to do this, you want to do that. And I wholeheartedly believe in manifestation, bro. We talk about this shit all the time. Like, you know, like, how, you know, the vision we got for not only us two, but our families and the homies, you feel me? Like, so it's just real dope that we could just touch on that that topic, you know. But my thing is coming from, you know, you being the kid in the middle school and high school, you know, chasing all the tail. And then now you about to be, you know, a one woman man, like, you know, in the world we live in today, did you ever think that you'd be able to find that, you know, and then find the type of quality of woman that you have?
Damn, that's deep. That's deep, bro. Nah, man, I always seen myself as just like, you know, girl crazy. But I knew that if I could just get those demons out of me and, you know, stop chasing women that just limited my potential, and mm-hmm. I knew I could attract maybe a great woman. Didn't exactly see it in this situation.
Trapped is not the right word, though. I don't think you trapped her.
Attract. No, not trapped.
Oh, okay, trapped. Okay. Yeah, yeah. I thought I could trap.
Oh, no, man. I ain't trapping nothing. But look, all in all, I just, you know, I'm like, we talk about it between me and you. But let's let the people know, basically, becoming a high-value man. I didn't know this is what I was trying to become, but I just knew I wanted to be greater. I knew I was more than just, all right, let me sit around the way, let me just hang with the homies, let me just work a regular job. Mm-hmm. I wanted to become more, you know what I'm saying? And once I found my love for fitness again and knew I could turn this into a career, a lifestyle, I'm like, all right, let me become more than just a fit man. Let me train my mind to become greater. Let me actually see what a good woman was. And, you know, I started off with my woman just being friends, you know. Then that just transformed into a whole other thing because she was more than just a typical female I would deal with, I'd be around, you know. But right. Then from there, you know, things grew. She met my son and the rest is history. You know what I'm saying?
How vital is it to where you're moving toward in your life? Not only just your career, but, you know, the next phase in Anthony Bailey's life, career, family, and all that. How vital do you think it is to have the right woman seated in the queen position, you being the king that you are, that you feel that you are? We all feel like we kings, you feel me? But how vital do you think it is choosing the right queen?
It's very, very vital, bro, because a queen will see things in you that regular women won't. And I don't mean to disrespect any women, but I mean, it's just facts. So a queen is going to uplift you. A queen is going to hold you accountable. A queen is going to speak life into her king. So she may not know she's a queen at the moment. You may not know you're a king at the moment, but the more y'all speak life into each other, the more y'all, you know, build together, the more, you know, your castle's fortified. You know what I'm saying? It's being built from the ground up. You don't even know. So now I look back, I'm like, damn, you know, she's held me accountable for a lot of things. Other women would be like, oh, no, that's cool. They wouldn't care about, you know what I'm saying? So that helped level me up to a new man, a better man, and, you know, a better father, a better businessman all around, just took me to the next level. But she's seen it before I ever seen it, you know what I'm saying? And she's not surprised. I'm surprised sometimes, but she's not at all, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And we always talk about that, though, like, you know, because we always talk about, you know, ghosts and comparing ghosts to, like, real life individuals. And I don't want to compare you to ghosts like you're a drug dealer, you own clubs and everything. I believe you own a couple franchises as far as gyms and whatnot. But
we doing that together.
Facts, bro. You feel me? But I think what Ghost was trying to do with Angela, even though it was wrong because he was a married man, I believe he realized that he didn't pick the wrong woman that was right for to be in his eyes. She wasn't the queen that he needed to take his life to the next level. So how easy do you feel like brothers make that mistake on a constant basis? Not even brothers, you know, some of these women out here, you know, picking their king.
Well, we talk about it often. It's It's like a honeymoon stage you go through when you meet a woman for the first time. You know, a lot of things based off of lust. But mm-hmm. you got to look at it when you start to get older and you start to make wiser decisions is you got to look at what does that person stand for? What's that person's morals? What's their values? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Outside of just a woman looking good or outside of man just looking good, you know, you looking at their appearance and you're like, oh, that person looks good. I can wife that. But you don't even know who that person is. How can you decide that that's wifey material when you're just going off of looks, you know? And so when you get caught up in them looks, you go through the whole lust stage, have fun, you know, it's exciting and all of that. Then once things get real, you find out who that person really is. It was there the whole time. You just decided to let your lust blind you from that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. So
when people make that decision, you know, you see it plenty of times. A lot of men get used for their money. A lot of women sometimes get used for their credit. Or, you know, they have a baby with a man and that man just dips, you know? It's not right, but the signs should be somewhere that sometimes it should show up. You know what I'm saying? It's warning sign. If you want to fight that and you want to ignore that, then you got to live with it. You know what I'm saying? Mm.
Facts, bro. Like, I believe it's important finding the right person, you know, to sit in that seat next to you in the passenger seat. But let's talk about how important it is finding that balance between you being a businessman, you having friends, you know, being an entrepreneur, and you just being a family man when it comes to your fiance and your son.
It's very important, bro, because, you know, you easily, you trying to be great at something or you studying your certain field, like me in fitness. Mm-hmm. I take my field down, you know, but I have to set aside time for that, you know. I got to make sure I wake up in the morning, take care of my family first. Well, God first, definitely praise the Lord at the beginning. But, you know, take care of my family first. It's family first always. You know what I'm saying? That's the motto. But outside of that, you know, you have to. Fitness is what got me here. This is what has the family eating. So it's very important as well. But it's a certain balance that I had to build. It wasn't always here. There's times where, you know, I get called out for, oh, he's, you know, spending too much time working. Or, you know what? You're right. Or I'm spending too much time with the family and my business is starting to see a little decline. And then even with the homies, trying to keep good relationships, only my real homies understand what I'm trying to do with this. So they respect the lack of time that I'm giving them, the time that I'm not around. You know what I'm saying? It's all about choosing the right people. You know what I'm saying? The right woman, raising my son, knowing that's most important than having the homies around who understand, like, all right, you know what? He's going to be busy, but having supportive friends as well. So it's something you got to create, something I have to focus on still to this day. Sometimes I can get too lost up in, oh, I want to relax, I'm going to relax my family, and then my business can decline a little bit. Oh, you know what? I'm hanging out with the homies, we're having a good time. I'm spending too much time with y'all. You know what I'm saying? So it's something that's always constantly going to be a work in progress. But I would say for the most part, I'm doing pretty good.
I would say the same thing.
It's not easy at all.
Yeah, you know what they say. Everybody be able to do it, bro. But, you know, before I close out, I had a great question for you because, you know, I've seen everything that you accomplished, bro, like firsthand before, you know, everybody else was being able to see it. So, do you believe it's possible for you to be, and I'm only asking you this because you're a father, because, you know, we see a lot of parents do fuck shit for a little bit of social media clout or, you know, just things of that nature. So do you believe that it's possible for you to be a bad father but a great trainer and a great entrepreneur?
Now, with that question, do you mean for me or just for someone pursuing?
I mean, you could answer both if you like.
All right, well, for me, yes, because I can get too caught up in the money and the business and, you know, transforming others' lives that I could forget about my son and fail in that area. But like I told you, family is still first to me. I love what I do business-wise, but I would never let, for instance, my son, he got sick last week. I had to adjust my schedule because I have to be there to take care of him when no one else is around. That's family first, you know what I'm saying? Now, that I may take a little hit, maybe a little loss financially, but that's cool because my son, that's everything to me, you know what I'm saying? But there's some people who get too caught up in their business and they let other things, family-wise, or, you know, their father responsibilities fall on the wayside. Me, I won't let that happen. But to give advice for people out there who may be going through that struggle, family has to be first, bro, on deck. But it's on you to put together a plan. It's on you to not hesitate when, for instance, my son got sick, or your son gets sick, or you go through something. You gotta find and make a way, because you can create a way. I'm my own boss, you know. Now, nobody's gonna tell me, oh, look, you can't take care of your son today, you know what I'm saying, because you got to work. Oh no, fuck that, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is me. So I let all my clients know, all my business ventures, all my people know, look, I gotta pause this, I gotta reschedule this, my son has to get taken care of. And if you don't respect that, I can't do nothing for you, but it's family first, you know what I'm saying?
Facts, bro. Like I said, man, before we close out, you got any little motivational tips for the people, little tips on how to build some business or anything like that?
Man, look, something I'm still working on myself, man. You just gotta improve every single day in every area possible. Stop falling for these distractions. You know, social media is cool. You know, everybody wants entertainment. We're not robots. We still need some entertainment in our life. We need some laughter, you know, all that. But don't get caught up and wrapped up in that shit all the time. Improve yourself every single day, physically, financially, spiritually, mentally. You gotta keep improving, because you really don't know when your time gonna be up. You know what I'm saying?
That's heavy, bro. That's heavy. So anyway, man, tell the people where they can find you at, bro. On social media platform.
Follow me, man, at Bailey Ambition. I got Facebook. Instagram. I don't do too much on there. That's Instagram, yes. On Instagram, gotcha. At Bailey Ambition. Yeah. And, you know, just check me out, man. You know, I have a business page coming soon, but it's got to keep taking us to the next level.
That's a fact, bro. Appreciate you for sliding through for the interview, man. You know what I mean? We're going to do more in the future, but right now it's the start of something great, bro. Appreciate you for being part of this, man.
That's love. Be easy, bro.
Peace.